This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. It is time for our Loud and Local Band of the Week, and this week, it's Always Naked.
My mind is to my legs. Well, my legs tremble and shake.
It's a Loud and Local Band of the Week, Always Naked. You want more info? Just go to the BJ and Migs page of KISW.com.
We got a brand new record titled Soundcheck, so Always Naked Soundcheck, baby. Yeah. They say they actually perform mostly clothed, though.
All right, there you go.
It's fair.
Yeah, and don't forget, man, Sunday nights, 8 o'clock, we've got two solid hours of great local rock music. We're talking Loud and Local. Starts at 8 o'clock every Sunday night. Bands from the Pacific Northwest, you're going to be hearing them like Always Naked. Happy Friday, everyone, and maybe by Sunday you can go outside.
Go Hawks.
And or just watch the game on Sunday night.
Yeah, I'm hoping.
Oh, yeah, look at my
hello.
Microphone.
Don't know how that happened. I'm hoping that the air quality is better so that Russell can go out and do, you know, he's got to cook.
Yeah.
He
can't cook if the air quality's not
well,
good.
Well, he'd be cooking barbecue. At least on a smoker.
Go to bed.
Go to bed.
Yeah.
Let's get to our contestant. We got Chris in Olympia. Chris, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Excellent. All right, Steve, get out of here.
Goodbye.
For those playing at home, Chris will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Chris, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yep.
Geneva, the European headquarters of the United Nations, is located in which country?
Switzerland.
Yes. What is the calm center part of a hurricane called?
Eye of the storm.
Yeah. Gray, blue, and fin are all types of what marine animal?
Can you read that again?
Gray, blue, and fin are all types of what marine animal?
Wales.
Yes. What year of the last decade did the first Apple Watch come out?
2009?
No.
17?
No.
18, 19?
No. What is the square root of 400?
10?
No.
4?
No.
Pass.
Who played Peter LaFleur in the 2004 comedy Dodgeball?
Vince Vaughn.
Yes. How many teams are in the NFL?
32.
Yes. What product did Amazon first start out selling?
Books.
Yes. Sandy Koufax was a professional at what sport?
Baseball.
Yeah.
Nice.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Correct.
All right. Well, we'll see how it happens. I think Steve may have the edge in this.
You think so?
Yeah.
You're not holding out hope that you'll get yourself a song on a Friday?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, wow.
I think Steve should get most of these questions.
Yeah, I think Steve will have to kind of luck out on one or two of them.
All right.
But that still might get him to win. Steve?
Yes?
Are you ready?
Yes! Yes! Yes!
Go Hawks.
Geneva, the European headquarters of the United Nations, is located in which country?
France?
No.
America?
No.
Canada?
No. What is the calm center part of a hurricane called?
Oh, the eye.
Yes.
I was thinking about Tootsie Roll Pop for a second.
Wow. Gray, blue, and fin are all types of what marine animal?
Fish.
No.
Whale.
Yes. What year of the last decade did the first Apple Watch come out?
What year of the last decade? Oh, I'm going to go 2016.
No.
2018.
No.
2017.
No. What is the square root of 400?
Pass.
Okay.
Eight. No. Oh. Who played Peter LaFleur in the 2004 comedy Dodgeball?
Ooh, Ben Stiller.
No.
Crap. Vince Vaughn?
Yes. How many teams are in the NFL?
32.
Yes. What product did Amazon first start out selling?
Books.
Yes. Sandy Koufax was a professional at what sport?
Baseball.
Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You lose 7-6.
Damn it. Oh, wow. I am so shocked. Good job, Chris.
Thank you. Shout out to my daughter, Kendall, and girlfriend, Liz, by the way.
Nice.
Shout out.
Give it a shout.
Kendall and Liz.
Very, very nice. Yeah, well, appreciate you playing, buddy. Thanks very much. And thank you for the song. That's always a wonderful thing. Love that.
I really overestimated Steve today.
Yeah.
The deciding factor was geography and
don't
watches.
Math.
And watches, yeah. Well, he didn't get that one as well.
Yeah.
So that could have taken you over the edge or at least gotten you the tie there.
Is the answer 2020?
No.
Is it a trick question?
Okay. No.
Said last decade.
Of the last decade, did the first Apple Watch come out? It was 2015.
So the 2010s are the last decade.
Yeah.
Even though, you know, Rev is.
In the last decade.
Yeah.
So it was 2015.
2015 is the one.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm thinking in the last decade, you mean in the last 10 years.
Yeah, that's what I was going for with that.
Wait, they both work.
But yeah, they both work. It kind of works out that way.
See, right. I think you should say the last 10 years and not the last decade because
I can say what I want. It's my question.
Well, this isn't even the math question. That's the funny part.
Right?
No,
I'm saying
numbers.
I'm saying in the future, whenever you're talking, when you say something in the last decade, you're talking about the decade before the one we're in.
Well, then you can go ahead and write me the questions and maybe I'll use it.
Well, I didn't say you were wrong.
Well, then you were actually giving me suggestions on something that doesn't matter then.
Well, I was just saying for people in general.
Oh, yeah. I keep saying.
It does mean two different things.
Hey, how about the Mariners guys? Yeah. Do you think they can make a run or what?
Yeah. So you did not get where Geneva is located. It is located in Switzerland.
Hey.
I did say the European headquarters.
Oh, I missed that part.
Yeah.
It makes sense. It would be Switzerland.
And then anybody know the square root of 400? Anyone want to do some math this early in the morning?
Four.
Nope.
No, it's not.
12.
I thought four squared.
Four squared is 4 times 4, which is 16.
Oh, it's by itself. Oh,
yes. So it is.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
24.
No.
Closer.
69.
20.
Oh,
20
times 20 is
400. I thought you said 100, so I was doing the math for 100.
Oh, wow. You know what? I feel so stupid.
Yeah, well.
Yeah. And I just realized now that I think my argument is ridiculous because it means the same thing.
Great.
Yeah.
So
bye.
Good job.
job.
I just did it in my head, actually. I don't think you knew that, but I did.
Oh, no, I knew that.
Congratulations.
Well, why did you say that?
I was trying to say it, you weirdo.
God, Fridays, man. I'm glad this week is over.
Man, if they could just win three games in a row and the Astros lose three games, these Mariners, man, we could be in the playoffs.
Yeah. Well, don't even talk to me about that because you don't want the Mariners to get in the playoffs.
Yes, I do.
Why? They're not good.
So they have a chance of winning the World Series if they're in the playoffs.
Well, I mean, yeah, you're right. It's a shorter series, no doubt about it.
A lot of people probably thought in the hockey once Bishop was down, then like, oh, Dallas has no chance of making it. They have a perennial backup goalie that's going to be playing for them. He's a lifer as a backup. And now here we are. Stanley Cup Finals, baby.
They just have to start winning games. I mean, they did have a good winning streak for a little bit, but the Mariners now, they've got to go on another winning streak and beat some decent teams. Otherwise, it's just like, well, come on. Because, right, you know, the Astros are the second team that's getting in from the West, but the Astros stink too.
That's fine.
That's the problem.
I don't care if we stink better.
Yeah.
As long as we're in the playoffs.
Yeah, we don't have a good division, at least this year. I mean, really, is it the A's? Are they there? Are they on top of our division?
Yes, I believe so.
They're the only decent team, but then again, they're playing our division a lot as well as the NL West, which, actually, the NL West is a pretty good division.
But here's the thing, man. Get a couple wins against the Padres, right? They got a three-game series against the Padres, which they should be able to do.
The Padres are good, dude.
Yeah, but the Mariners have played well against the Padres.
All right, I'll give you that. We'll see.
They beat them 8-3. The last time that they played, they beat them twice, 8-3.
All right.
And then lost 10-7. We'll forget about that one. They won two out of three games against the Padres the last time they played. If they can win two out of three games against the Padres this time, their next series is against the Astros.
Okay.
Boom.
Boom.
Playoffs.
All right. Yeah, definitely they have to beat the Astros.
And then it's against the Oakland A's, so they hopefully don't tank it.
Yeah, that's the problem there, is that whatever they make up with the Astros, they could get in trouble with the A's. But all right. All right. You know what? I you brought me back on the train.
Nice.
I'll get on the Mariners train right now.
I appreciate it. Welcome aboard.
Yeah.
Choo-choo.
Thanks, buddy.
Here we go.
Got a new survey asking people, hey, is it too early for stores to start putting out Christmas stuff right now? And I have to tell you, any normal year, I would say yes. But when I saw it, and I even posted pictures because I was like the first week of September, and I'm at the South Coast Plaza in California because they had a bad air quality. So I was walking the mall, and there was Macy's inside there, all their Christmas stuff out. Kind of put a smile on my face. Maybe you know, because I couldn't walk outside because of bad air quality. Then you got the COVID, so I got the mask on. I mean, it was just like, God, this is such a bummer of a summer.
But see, if I see Christmas decorations, all it's telling me is summer's done. It's too soon.
Well, look at the weather outside. This is usually beautiful for us in Seattle.
Yeah, this is the new summer, man.
This is the new normal now. Our Septembers are going to suck if we're going to have fire season like this.
Well, of course. I mean, the clouds and all that, or the smoke, not the clouds. But I mean, yesterday was actually a nice day, minus the smoke part.
Dude, what's the point of being able to have a nice day if you can't go out in it?
Yeah. I guess that's true. I'm not ready to just accept that we're now full-fledged going into winter.
Yeah. I
want to enjoy Halloween still. I would like to enjoy my Thanksgiving.
Okay.
But I'm not going to get mad at somebody who wants some Christmas decorations up. If that's going to make you happy during this crappy time, by all means, do it. It just bums me out to know that we're that close to Christmas.
Well, 75% of people agree with you, Steve. They're like, it's too early.
See?
Yeah, but 20% agree with me. They're like, no, dude, it's the right time.
It doesn't bother me as long as they don't skimp on the Halloween decorations. Like, Macy's doesn't have Halloween decorations. So put all your Christmas stuff out. That's fine. But if we're going to Michael's and they have like all of their Christmas stuff instead of Halloween stuff, I'm going to be mad.
I don't know why
you
stores
go in there and just knock stuff over.
I will.
A lot of stores do the Halloween stuff. Why didn't Macy's? Because Macy's really just they deck themselves out for Christmas.
I'll tell you what, you go to Lowe's, you got your Halloween directions, decorations.
Yeah.
Well, Lowe's is all
the blow up ones. Man.
Lowe's has got half the battle all year round. They're orange in their colors. They're orange and white. They're Halloween all the time, aren't they?
Lowe's is blue, bro.
Oh, I'm thinking Home Depot.
How dare you?
I'm so sorry. I just
they figured are two different stores, man.
Well, I know, but I mean, I don't want to knock Lowe's. They're wonderful people, but the Home Depot is a pretty good joint. And it's always looking like a Halloween there.
Fine. I'm a Lowe's guy, though.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
You're all about Lowe's?
They have all the inflatables at Lowe's.
They have so many inflatables. Yeah. I'm thinking
what are you talking about now?
Inflatable Halloween decorations.
Oh,
like
okay.
Mickey and Minnie dressed as like ghosts.
Lovers has a lot of inflatables, too. Who's got the most?
Those, typically, the parents won't let you go trick-or-treat at those homes.
Oh, okay. Fine.
Understandably so.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I want to get when I get in the new house, I'm getting inflatables.
Yes.
I'm all about the inflatables.
Are you really going to do that at the new joint?
Awesome. Yes.
Oh, you got to take pictures.
Christmas inflatables. I don't know if we'll be ready for the Halloween inflatables, but I'd like to do that.
Well, you start shopping now. I mean, you can set them up. You, well, when is it officially your property that you can go start doing stuff?
Next week, I think.
Well, yeah, then,
it's a couple weeks, technically.
Oh, so you can't go and you can't even do stuff before then.
Well, I mean, it'd be kind of funny if I just show up and I'm like, I know we haven't closed on the home technically, but can I put up this giant ghoul
that
inflates?
But it is new. Nobody's living there because it's built for you. I think they would let you do stuff since if you've got nothing to do before you move in and you got some free time,
I'm sure anybody who's packing has free time.
Oh, I have all the time in the world, PJ.
I think I finally got to sit down at 8 o'clock last night.
Danny will do it for you if you get permission.
I will, actually. You need the giant sandworm from Beetlejuice inflatable. Yeah.
I'm looking at the one of a shark eating a person.
Oh, that's
with a pumpkin underneath.
That is cool.
Both.
Okay, there's also one that's a dragon that hooks up to a fog machine.
Ooh.
You got to supply your own fog machine, but I mean...
Yeah, that's a little much.
That's a little much.
I do like the little skeleton guy. That's pretty cool. But then there's Mickey, and he looks like he's like a vampire.
Yeah. Danny will do this for you if you can get permission. I know he's, you know.
He doing? What do you mean by doing
it? He'll inflatable up your place. So it'll be ready when you move in. He'll decorate it. Well, yeah.
Put the lights up permission. On the house.
Will you buy the decorations too?
No.
Well, then I don't want it.
I found one for PJ. It's a little R2-D2 with a pumpkin that says boo.
That would be cool.
I love how. $69.
Nice. Oh, no. That's the one.
They just really have put zero effort into that, though, because it's just an R2-D2 inflatable that they put a pumpkin next to.
Yeah. That's all you got to do.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
That's all I'm not saying anything's wrong with it. It's just zero effort done.
Zero effort done, which is how I like it. Well, all right. So, Steve, it's agreed. Danny, if you buy him the decorations, he will go decorate your new place.
An inflatable minion?
Ooh. Wait. Huh. You're not... All that is a minion holding a pumpkin. How's that any worse than R2-D2? See, you hate R2-D2, but you love minions. That's your problem.
You might be right.
Yeah. It's the same thing. It's the same exact thing. It's a stupid minion with a pumpkin, and there's R2 with a pumpkin. And Steve's like, F that. No effort at all for that R2 pumpkin, but the minion looks amazing.
And I was about to say the same thing. Oh, it's Mr. Stay Puft from Ghostbusters. And it's Stay Puft, and he's holding a Halloween pumpkin basket.
And by the way, I would like to argue that R2's pumpkin says boo. They actually did a little bit more with his pumpkin.
Well, this one, they carved the face. That's actually effort. Well, I mean, not really carved it. They just painted it.
Yeah, exactly. It's not much of an effort.
Yeah. Oh, they got a BB-8.
Yeah.
And it's got a trick-or-treat sash on it.
Oh, you need that and R2.
I would argue that that's actually very low effort because it's hardly... I mean, he's got orange color in him, so I suppose...
Low effort's the best effort.
Yeah. All right, well, there you go. Lots of inflatables. Danny's going to decorate Steve's house.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Problem solved. Can't wait to move.
Well, we got a guy who tried to do what we have seen many people do in movies and on TV, and that is to jump his car over a bridge while it's opening up. Yeah, this dude actually tried that. Did he succeed? I'll tell you, it's 717 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. We got a 26-year-old guy from Allen Park, Michigan, who tried to pull off a crazy stunt on Wednesday night. He was driving his Dodge towards a drawbridge and saw that the gates were down because the bridge was going up for a boat. So he tried to do what many of us have seen on TV or in movies, and he tried to jump the bridge.
Jump the bridge?
That's, yeah, he did.
Dude, anytime I'm on the Fremont Bridge and it starts going up, I think that. I don't have. I would never do. I don't have the huevos to do that, but I would. That's just crazy.
And he busted through the security gate. So the gate was down. So he did a, just like in the movies, busted through the gate and then did try to jump his car over the gap. So this guy is just a genius.
I wonder how big the gap was.
Yeah. Fortunately for him, the bridge operator saw what he was doing and stopped the bridge from opening even more. So the guy did actually make it.
Now, was he looking out for the guy's best interest or was he kind of curious to see if this guy could pull it off? I would love to talk to the bridge operator.
And, of course, in the movies, they don't show you this, because what would really happen if a basically a two-ton vehicle landed after being in the air? You know, it always lands. They continue to keep driving.
That's
in the
exactly
movies.
What happens. They continue the chase.
But a thing that, you know, that weighs, I mean, you know, 2,000 pounds is going to blow out four tires. It's going to blow out the windshield. That's what's really going to happen. And that's what happened to him. Yeah. So he was arrested for malicious destruction of property, of course.
Will his insurance cover that? That's what I want to know.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Going to be a shocker, but he was high. He was high at the time.
Oh, yeah.
He was on Whippets.
Whoa.
Yeah, he whipped it real good.
Damn. People are doing Whippets still, huh?
Yeah, well, someone's, you know what I mean? Someone's going old school. Nostalgia, Steve. COVID's making you think of the old school.
Was it, or was he just enjoying some whipped cream and then he didn't realize it was all out?
Oh, that could be what it is.
Yeah. He's high and he thinks he's in the Dukes of Hazzard.
Yeah, you know.
Uncle Jesse.
Uncle Jesse.
Now, it's the lukewarm topic of the day.
So a guy tries to jump his car over a bridge while it's opening up and he actually makes it. Based on this... When did you try to do something that you saw on TV or in a movie? 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. When did you try something that you saw on TV or in a movie? Your calls, your texts, after Tool on the Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on the Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. So there was a dude from Michigan who tried to jump his car over a bridge while it was opening up. It worked. He made it thanks to the fact that the bridge operator just stopped the bridge from opening even further by the time he got there, because I don't think he would have made it. And also, he blew out all four tires, destroyed his windshield. So it doesn't work like on TV. If you take a 2,000-pound vehicle, launch it in the air, and have it land, your tires and a lot of other stuff are not going to make it. You're not going to drive away like, oh, hey.
What about a smart car? Not 2,000 pounds. You think you can pull it off with that?
That should work. But then again, if you're driving a smart car and do something like that, isn't that kind of an oxymoron?
Well, yeah, maybe. Yeah. Although I would watch that video over and over and over again. Yeah. Someone in a smart car trying to hop a bridge.
Yeah, that would be funny. So how about you, man? I'm sure this person was inspired not only by the whippets that he was doing, but also maybe by Dukes of Hazzard or some kind of action movie. When did you try to do something that you saw on TV or in a movie? 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Justin in Burlington, you are on the Rock.
BJ Shea.
Who cares?
Who cares?
So I'm part of the old generation of people who had flip cameras.
Oh, yeah.
So, me and my buddies, we got a shopping cart and we jackassed down a hill.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there's a lot of folks that did that one. How'd that go for you?
The first like 20 feet went pretty well. After that, someone almost cut me off there.
Somebody just cut him off.
Damn, that is okay. That was almost another jackass moment.
Just ram them.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Don't
wow.
do that.
That's aggro. Okay.
After that, we actually hit a little bump. My one buddy James flew out the back, and then the other part of it just kind of toppled over. I got a couple cracked ribs. My buddy got a twisted ankle, and another buddy came out scot-free.
Oh, man, dude. You got the worst with cracked ribs because those, they take a long time and they hurt a lot.
Oh, yeah. Getting out of bed in the morning was wonderful.
Oh, man.
Was it worth it?
It was until we figured out that my buddy that was filming didn't know how to operate the camera and didn't get any of it.
Oh, he got none of it. Oh, oh man.
That hurts my soul to hear.
Oh, that really, really does. Then it's not
like, worth it. It's the big red button. How can you not figure that out?
Dude, and granted, this wasn't something we learned from television, but it brings me back to the time my buddy Munson, we were waiting in line to take a picture with the Stanley Cup at the T-Birds game, and he was drunk, and he says, I'm going to pick up the cup and hoist it over my head like I won the Stanley Cup. You know, they have their security there waiting for, like, making sure nobody does that. You can touch it, you can't pick it up.
And one of our buddies, his only job was to record it because we wanted to have it on video. And Munson sure as that grabs the cup, hoists it over his head in full celebration. And we're all like, you know, he gets kicked out as he, and he was very respectful about that. He's like, I know you're going to kick me out. I get it. And we're all like, let's see the video. And he never hit record on the video.
Oh, come on.
Nope. Just
why do people not know how to do that stuff?
And the rest of us were like, oh, we should. I was like, oh, maybe I should film it too. I'm like, no, I really want to just watch it. We got one guy filming it. And no, it was an amazing experience. It was an adrenaline rush, but
yeah, but to not
just like, oh,
to not be able to relive it.
Right.
Oh, yeah, that sucks.
How about this person says, when I first saw Star Wars as a kid, I tried very hard to have the abilities to use the Force. I may or may not try from time to time as a grown ass adult as well.
Well, there are ways to use the Force, but it's usually like, you know, vocal manipulation where, you know, you just try to double talk somebody. But yeah,
I was just going to say, well, like when you walk in front of a grocery store door and you just wave your hand and it opens up magically.
Oh, that's cool.
Still to this day do that.
Oh, yeah, straight up.
But have you ever been like, I remember being a kid after seeing Star Wars and I would like look at like a spoon on the table and put my hand out and like think hard. And of course nothing happened.
I tried that after The Matrix when that kid said there is no spoon.
Yeah, bending the spoon.
I wanted to do that. I thought there are spoon benders, so I feel like, you know, I'm sure, you know, it's just a magic trick really, but still I tried it. It didn't work.
One takes a really good point. How many people have tried doing the tongue on the flagpole because of Christmas Story?
Oh, no, you see what happens there. That's terrible.
But people want to see if it really happens. I know people that did it.
Right.
And I'm like, why would you do that? You saw what happened.
Like this one, when I was a kid, my parents took me to North Dakota to visit some family. I was playing with some other kids, decided to cover myself head to toe with mud, like Arnold in The Predator. Mom was not happy. LOL from Kevin and Winlock.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's amazing.
That's pretty good. 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999.
So I stole mine from Home Alone, which I didn't have a sled, but I really wanted to go down the stairs, and I had the giant box. Like, you know how Costco gives you the boxes?
Oh, yeah.
I was 16, and I managed. We have one of those split-level homes, so it's not just one long set of stairs. It was just two sets. I go down the first one, slam into the wall, think it's funny. I'm about to go down the next one. My mom comes out yelling because I had just had surgery a week before. Oh. I got my appendix taken out. She's like, what are you doing?
Oh, you are a one. You didn't even.
But it was fun. I was fine.
Yeah,
was but totally you know, fine. You did have surgery. Out. I'm fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're still here.
Yeah. It's like, well, what are you freaking out about?
No, it's had no effect on you. A couple of concussions, but you're fine.
Oh, I love this one from Adam and Everett. He said, in elementary school, I tried to do the Karate Kid crane move with a bully. He easily dodged it and then pushed me over.
I know. It never works the way it's supposed to, those fight scenes. You know, you think you got him down and you don't.
Well, especially that one. Yeah. And don't get me wrong. I think all of us at some point after watching The Karate Kid are guilty of doing the whole crane thing. But man, I would not be surprised. You know, there's no chance it's going to work in an actual fight situation.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been a kind of person where I've just adopted whatever they were selling. Like, what I've done is that if a product comes out that emulates something I saw in a movie, even though it's not completely like it, I will buy it. Like, the movie, like, there was a TV show called Eureka, and the dude, the sheriff, had a talking house. Like, the house did everything for him. He had conversations with it. So as soon as the Amazon Echo came out, Alexa, I'm like, I'm buying it. And people go, are you sure? I go, no, you don't understand. I want the talking house. I want Eureka. I'm that guy.
Right.
You know, I see things.
Geeking out when I was on, during the break, I was on my phone. I got the new iOS update, and now you have a translator app.
Oh, yeah, I want that. That's a universal translator from Star Trek.
Oh, it's like the Babelfish.
Right.
I like that, too.
For those in Spanish that are listening, this is what I had him.
¿Quieres fiesta con mis huevos?
What does that say, Vicky?
Are you sure we can say that?
Well, I mean, I'm talking about, like, corn nuts.
Oh, is that what you're talking about, corn nuts?
It was translated as in, would you like to party with my eggs?
Yeah, but
eggs mean something else.
Yeah,
and I was talking about like peanuts and corn nuts. And
oh, you want to party with my nuts is what you said.
Come over to my house, I've got a bowl of nuts, you want to party with me.
But she just assumed you were basically talking slang about your boys, and in Spanish, it's not nuts when you're talking about your boys.
Yeah, the slang is, you know.
Siri knows eggs. Her owner, let's just put it that way.
Yeah, she knows who it is.
Yeah. And in Japanese, it sounds like this.
Okay.
That's pretty cool, huh?
Well, again, it's right out of Star Trek. The whole iPhone is right out of Star Trek. It is a communicator, it's a tricorder, and now it's a universal translator. I mean, my world is like, I am so stoked right now.
The funniest thing is that he was doing this all during break, and this is the tamest thing he has to
do. Oh, yeah. I walk in the room, and Steve is talking to his phone, saying, basically,
Very bad thing, very bad thing, very bad thing.
I
like
know
Steve would do.
How to say in Spanish, would you like to eat French fries out of a certain part of my body?
Yes.
What? And you certain body and, part face.
Yeah, you, Richard, your face is involved in this conversation. Hey, Richard Face, would you like to have French fries out of the backside?
Oh, nice to see that you're working on a multilingual aristocrat's
bit. I mean, Steve is really a 10-year-old boy. It's, I mean, he really is.
Yeah, straight up.
I mean,
man.
I came exactly in the room and like, said. You know...
I legit told him that. Like, seriously.
Did you tell him he's a 10-year-old boy?
I might have said 12, but I gave him a little more credit.
I'll give you 12 years old.
Years there.
Dude,
at 10, I wasn't asking these questions.
It's like, I wonder what they're doing. Like, are they preparing for the next break? And I hear Steve basically just saying really, like, very, very foul language into his phone. I'm like, I have no idea what's going on. Oh, it's a new iOS update that lets Steve be even more 12-ish.
Well, yeah, now if I go to any country, I can get my questions answered.
Yes, you can find out if there's somebody named Richard who has a face that reminds you of somebody that would like to have French fries out of a part of your body.
And then get swiftly kicked out of said country.
Yes.
Fair. Yeah. And then I can respond with, fine, I don't want to be here anyway.
In their language.
Yeah.
So they'll know.
I could even try it right now.
Okay. What's fine, I don't want to be here right now with the new iPhone translator.
Fine, I don't want to be here anyway, comma, ass face.
Oh, okay.
Well, here we go.
Well, I got to say it, you know.
Yeah.
Here we go. In Spanish.
De acuerdo. No quiero estar aquí. Cara de culo.
Oh. Vicky, was that, did that work?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, cool. Wow.
Vicky verifies.
And, oh, you know, we should do it in the language of love.
Oh, French?
Yeah.
There we go.
Okay.
Oui, oui.
D'accord. Je ne veux pas être là, face aux fesses.
Oh.
Face aux fesses.
Face aux fesses. Face face is a donkey face, huh?
Yeah.
All right. I love that.
That also was way more romantic, too.
It's right? Really, it did sound a lot more romantic.
Yeah. Now let's try German. The most.
Oh, that's the language of love right there.
I was about to ask.
Gut. Ich will sowieso nicht hier sein. Arschgesicht.
Yeah. See, now she made that sound sexy, actually. I have to say.
It sounds like a butt sneeze.
Yeah. I did. You know what? Sometimes you get a female German accent. It's quite sexy to me.
Хорошо. Я все равно не хочу быть здесь. Лицо в задницу.
That's Russian.
That's Russian?
Yes.
Oh, all right. That wasn't very sexy.
No.
Well, there's a great chat online about the oldest pieces of technology that people have in their house. Well, surely not the new iPhone translator. That's a very good piece.
Best app ever, man.
We'll talk about old technology that people have. We'll do that at 7:47 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. If I call Travis, will I actually see him or someone who works for him?
Absolutely. When you come in to see my office, when you first call in, my staff will try to help you with any basic questions that you have. I can give you a call back, but they'll usually try to schedule you for a free consultation with me, the attorney, and I'll meet with you personally. We'll talk about the basics of your case, and I'll take you through a question and answer session that usually an interview that usually lasts about 30 minutes. We'll get the basics of your financial situation. I can answer your questions, and we can talk about whether bankruptcy makes sense, your non-bankruptcy options, and how bankruptcy could affect you, what the process is.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.